Robert sat in the facility library, the smell of old paper and floor wax filling the room. He wasn't there to read law books, he was there to teach. A small group of younger inmates sat around the table, their faces hardened. "You built the city," one said, his voice a mix of mockery. "How does it feel to sit in the dirt?" Robert looked at his hands, calloused from the laundry. "The skyline was an illusion," he said. "The dirt is the only thing that stays under your feet when the checks stop clearing." He opened a notebook and began to explain structure, not made of steel, but of accountability. He told them about the rim and the slow poison of a lie. "A mistake is just a stone," he said. "But a lie is a hole you dig until you can't see the sun." The room was silent as the former Titan spoke of ruin. He wasn't lecturing from a height, he was speaking from the same pit. The radical honesty was catching fire. One by one, the men began to speak of their hidden ledgers. Robert listened. He realized he was still a builder. He was helping men find the truth before it buried them. The guard watched. He saw the way the men looked at 44,192. Not as a billionaire. As a survivor.